Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, and everything that's, man, I don't know about you, but as my grandfather used to say, I feel moist under the arms. Violence is not the answer. Insurrection is part of the plan. It's part of the, people don't understand how perception is being managed. All of this is being managed. I talked about this in a private conversation yesterday briefly before we go back to the phones. You know, I spoke to this the other day. What Franklin County did when the commissioners said, okay, so is there a way that we can do this? All right, we're going to lift this order. And the timing was interesting. And, you know, like I said, who knows who belongs to what lodge or whatever. But if there was an example, if there was a model, that's the way to do it. And to say it seems like, you know, there's no authority to do this, so let's open the community back up and let's all act like adults and behave ourselves and keep an eye on our own children. And that's, you know, that's the right way to do things. Sarah Brady, you know, I remember I mentioned the Meridian, Idaho situation. Sarah Brady being right, she's a provocateur. Whether she intends to be or not, fine, the playground equipment is taped off, and that's absurd and foolish and ridiculous. Maybe somebody thought it was a good idea because plastic, it's all plastic, you know, equipment, and it's covered in fomites, and so who knows, your child might slide down a plastic slide, be covered in fomites, and then infect other children. Who knows? I don't know what the situation is there in Ada County, but I do know that Sarah Brady isn't winning converts with her provocateur behavior. All that does is stir up more excitement, foment more animosity. Civil unrest, insurrection is part of the deal. In a private conversation last night, I was mentioning, you know, that quote that is allegedly attributed to Kissinger, speaking of the infamous Henry Kissinger. I believe it was the 92 Bilderberg meeting that is, you know, this remark was alleged to have been made where he said, you know, Americans would never accept foreign troops on American shores now, but a time is coming when they will. And I'm paraphrasing. And can you see, listen, if you start talking insurrection or any language that speaks to that or leans that direction, you're playing into those hands. I mentioned in this conversation last night that people don't understand how they're being managed. Right now, even the Washington Post reported on how the protests were an astroturfing campaign, for heaven's sake. Washington Post reported that and said it was a conservative agenda. Like, you know, working is some, you know, is a partisan issue. Work is a partisan issue? I guess I didn't realize that. Even the Washington Post reported on the fact that that was an astroturfing campaign. The protests happened right on schedule, and like I said, what that does, it does a few things, but what it does in particular in this context is it makes people believe it's their idea in game theory fashion. We had this idea, we came out. It also makes you an owner of the idea. You're responsible for it now. I've talked for years about how NPR, PBS, and so forth are not doing fund drives all the time because the Ford Foundation is running out of money. They do that so that you own the message, you own the propaganda, and you will defend it because you donated $1 or $5. Man, that's cheap, huh? Now you own it. You're going to defend it. It becomes your message. You are a stakeholder in the message and messaging. It's a very diabolical strategy. I've talked about that in elections, why most elected officials attack their constituency, because people have Stockholm syndrome and they're going to defend those for whom they voted. No one wants to say, I'm the idiot who voted for that guy. Everyone wants to save face, so they'll adopt the talking point of the day to defend these wrong decisions while they get attacked by their own elected officials. Because it's Stockholm Syndrome. So in the same fashion, when you own the protest, and the next wave is you hear that because you protested, little children, and we opened up the society too quickly, we told you it was too soon, but you protested and you threw a tantrum and said, you know what, we want to go back to work. We want to go back to work. Let us go back to work. And so we listened to you. It was your idea. And now look what you did. You broke the country again. So we're going to have to put you on longer timeout. A normal person who's not a complete psychopath, who doesn't understand what the game that's being played here, will say, well, yeah, you know, we did protest, so I guess it is kind of, they'll take some ownership because they have a conscience. They don't understand how they're being gamed. And so they'll say, yeah, I can see how, you know, we probably should have waited. They'll have some guilt. We have all kinds of guilt floating around in the society that is imputed to us or inferred that is not yours. It's not mine. We need to shed that. We need to stop being gamed. Where is that message? So let's see. Fox Business, technology, coronavirus, Facebook, social media, hoaxes, pandemic. Facebook is about to begin letting you know if you've spread bad information. The company will soon be letting users know if they liked, reacted to, or commented on posts with harmful misinformation. Who's in charge of this? It will also direct those who engaged with those posts to information about virus myths debunked by the World Health Organization, because that's patently American. Facebook said Thursday that people will begin seeing warning messages in coming weeks. You know, Jaron Lanier told us, he wrote a book, he went on a speaking tour, and for years he's been saying, get rid of social media. To Rhonda's point, maybe we could do something. You know, we used to be able to have a phone tree and talk to each other, and so on. But getting back to the thing that I mentioned, and then we'll get back to the phones quickly. Speaking of this, this is all, it's all part of the operation. From Homeland Security Digital Library, Disinfodemic, sources and targets of COVID-19 disinformation. Now remember, Event 201, right? Didn't I just mention UNESCO as a part of Kissinger, NSSM 200, part of the whole interlocking framework of extra governmental and super governmental organizations that are about to be handed supreme control? They are. This is a Fox News story saying the World Health Organization says this is not true. Well, guess what? This is still America. We have an opportunity to go look at the subsidiaries of Johnson & Johnson right now and defund Johnson & Johnson. We have an opportunity. You know, if you run an organization like these monstrous cabals, you have an opportunity to say, you know what? We're not going to buy any more of these products. They are killing people. And there are resources being used to fund the war against America and Americans, quite frankly, in simple terms. And that won't do it entirely. You know, Ron Paul has been saying for years, we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That would go a long way in draining the swamp, so to speak. But from this article, Homeland Security Digital Library, Disinfodemic, sources and targets of COVID-19 disinformation. As the spread of COVID-19 continues to dominate global news sources, it shouldn't. It's the flu. In fact, as some people have pointed out, have you noticed that the seasonal flu numbers, according to the CDC, are worse than the COVID-19 numbers? Did you know that? Why haven't you heard that? That's interesting. Seasonal flu is worse, according to the CDC. That's interesting. It's actually a record flu season. Who's talking about that? Wonder why that is. In addressing this growing threat, you know, it's becoming clear that a parallel pandemic of mis and disinformation has begun to erode public understanding of the crisis. Really? You mean the fact that experts, actual health experts, not people with an agenda, are saying this isn't nearly what we're being told it is? There's something funny going on here. In addressing this growing threat, the World Health Organization, and, you know, it reminds me, speaking of the Center for Health Security, which has a long and storied history, go back and, you know, read about Dark Winter. Speaking of insurrection and the things that were, these people have been gaming this for decades. And they've been practicing, even though Bill Gates has amnesia. And, you know, we didn't simulate this. So, the World Health Organization described the disinformation surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic as a massive infodemic and major driver of the pandemic itself. And that's exactly what these guys say at these roundtable discussions, like Event 201. Adding to this sentiment, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, suggested that, quote, the impacts of COVID-19 disinformation are more deadly than disinformation about other subjects, such as politics and democracy. Do you see how the language is shaping up? Extra-governmental organizations are about to tell you, America, that what you're talking about is you might be a terrorist if you're using this kind of language, like you object to what the World Health Organization and UNESCO are saying. This is coming out of the Department of Homeland Security right now. This was published 3 days ago. Disinfodemic sources and targets of COVID-19 disinformation. To provide a better understanding of the means and objectives of COVID-19 disinfodemic, UNESCO published two policy briefs offering an evaluation of disinformation efforts. Policy Brief 1 assesses different types of coronavirus disinformation. Policy Brief 2 looks further into it. The Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, RISJ. You mean the Rothschild Institute for the Study of Journalism? Offers an additional insight into disinformation campaigns in the most recent report, Types, Sources, and Claims of COVID-19 Misinformation. In this report, the authors utilize a sample of fact checks, organizations set up by these same organizations, to dissect social media claims about the virus and pandemic. Significantly, the authors present five key findings: massive growth in fact-checking about COVID-19 online. Great proportion of misinformation involves reconfiguration of true information. Misinformation content moves equally from top down. Most common misinformation claims concerning COVID-19 related actions and response from public authorities and social media platforms have taken only limited steps. So they have, here's the point, then we'll get back to the phones. To illustrate some of the content movement surrounding COVID-19, different political and interest groups, Graphica released a report that identifies online conversations around the pandemic. The report provides a visual representation of network maps that generate COVID-19 mis and disinformation. In particular, Graphica identifies the multipolar online communities that are actively involved in the conversation. They're going to polarize this and balkanize people. I agree with, I think, the spirit of Rhonda's remarks in that we need to set all of the politics aside. Same thing that folks like Shad Sullivan are apparently saying. Set all of that stuff aside. We're Americans. We're all Americans. We are at war, America. It's time for us, the real grassroots of America, not the AstroTurf, to get together And I don't know. All of the cliches have been stolen. Restore America, whatever. So listen to this and tell me if this doesn't sound like the things that I've read this morning. So in response to this growing coronavirus disinfodemic, the German Marshall Fund of the United States, GMF, offers a 5-point plan outlining necessary actions to counter the threat. This is, you know, you are a threat, I am a threat. If we have views that are different than what the World Health Organization has established, is this America? I thought this was still America. So here is the 5-point plan. Here are the high points of the 5-point plan from the German Marshall Fund. And again, did you elect the German Marshall Fund? Why is this coming through the Department of Homeland Security? Because they're all captured agencies, that's why. So the 5 points: create a fund for local journalism, for gathering critical information. Local journalism, do you understand what that means, America? So basically, a way to launder funds, it's a laundering operation, so that the same kinds of efforts that fund the World Health Organization, for example, can, you know, George Soros, Big Pharma, Gates Foundation, they can pour money into a laundering fund to support local journalism, wink, wink. New York Times and Washington Post want you to support independent journalism. So I guess that means you don't go there. What does that mean? You don't read the New York Times and Washington Post. You support. Oh, no, that's not what they meant. They're implying that Washington Post and New York Times are independent journalism. Create a fund for local journalism for gathering critical information. In other words, create a laundering account for astroturfing campaigns. That's the translation there. Point number two, encourage social media giants and public watchdogs. Now, tell me if this doesn't sound, this was published 3 days ago. Tell me, 142 views on Homeland Security Digital Library. You haven't read it. Americans haven't read it. They're too busy cruising the gut, dragging the gut on Friday night, protesting. 142 views, but you know what? Fox News got the memo. Facebook is about to begin letting you know if you spread bad information. So point number two in the 5-point German Marshall Fund plan, encourage social media giants and public watchdogs to create a code of conduct to combat the spread of disinformation. I agree with Jaron Lanier. It's time to dump social media, period. End of discussion, full stop. Number three, media platforms should increase user awareness by highlighting credible scientific information. Well, YouTube's been trying to do that. How's that working? Everyone ignores that banner below the video, right? I told you about Center for Health Security's experimentation 4 years ago with an app to tell you to get your shots. Incentive-based. We'll give you an incentive. We'll give you a lollipop to get a shot. What do you think? No? Oh, well, we'll keep trying. Points 4 and 5, back to the phone. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. It's right in our faces. Been this way for a while, you know. Friend sends me this. University of Washington Population Health Initiative receives transformative gift from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Go to uw.edu/population health. Yay! Be boundless for Washington, for the world. What you care about can change the world. All of these ambiguous slogans. Be boundless for Washington, for the world. Washington.edu/boundless. Isn't that fun? Anyway, concluding. So the five points. Number three was media platforms should increase user awareness by highlighting credible scientific information. Because we're too stupid to know, you know. Obviously, it's not that. You know, it's heavy-handed steersmanship. Largest platform, number four, largest platform should assume responsibility for hosting harmful content. See, they're going to make these companies liable now. So you better do something to rein these people in who are trying to think for themselves. We can't allow them to think for themselves. This is how these people think. And I've been talking about this since before the 2016 election, like repeating myself over and over. Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Saint Simon, those who, and you know, Lark's been reminding us, Nikki Rapana's been telling us since before she left Seattle. St. Simon said it. Those who do not obey our proposed planning boards, sustainable development goals, et cetera, will be treated as cattle. What's happening to the cattle in America right now? What did Shad Sullivan say? I'm going to leave it to you to infer what that means. Number five, platforms should adopt more ad transparency to counter dark money funding of disinformation content. Now, I just want you to think for a second When you put number one and number five together, what does that equal? Create a fund. Number one, create a fund for local journalism for gathering critical information. It's going to look like a local journalism fund, right? It's going to look like a Patreon account or something like that. If you, oh, you mean, yes, I think we should be looking closely. You know, I mean, I've talked about this every time there, you know, when we had the Las Vegas thing or the Pulse thing, you know, Pulse nightclub, Omar Mateen's father is a longtime FBI informant. Oh, you mean they talked to Omar Mateen about being an FBI guy too? And what a coincidence. And so, you know, we have these funds that pop up after these events, and you know what? It's $5 here. It's the same people in the same places that are creating sock puppet accounts can probably launder funds that way, can't they? Funneling $5 here, $2 there, $10. Isn't it possible? Have you met any of these people, these accounts, the people that allegedly represent these accounts? So, point number one, create a fund for local journalism for gathering critical information. Point number five, platforms should adopt more ad transparency to counter dark money funding of disinformation content. Do you see what happens when you put point number one and point number five together? Well, this is the trusted source of funding that we created for astroturfing campaigns. So we have to, you know, ad transparency says our astroturfing fund is the only trusted fund and the rest are dark money funding. It's so stupid. It's absolutely absurd. You can see it coming a mile away. Like Hoover wrote, when you see it, you can't be taken in by it. You know, once in a while, I mean, it's very clever. These kinds of things are very clever, and the level of cleverness and deception and so on just continues to be ratcheted up. And you can be, you know, fooled for a moment, and then ultimately the beguilement and disingenuous nature of it reveals itself. Wait, you're saying the same thing that we're hearing over and over, you know, family planning. Oh, you mean you want to get rid of a bunch of people? You want to exterminate those you consider undesirable? Got it. I think we need to revisit Gary Allen's Rockefeller File Chapter 4, Profit Times Philanthropy Equals Power, because, again, there are too many people who labor under the delusion that the Gates Foundation is anything but a eugenics operation to exterminate the undesirables and to fund genetic engineering to the benefit of those who don't realize that they're going to be exterminated too, like Bill Gates. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To this, and maybe I'll hold my remarks. The comments on Drs. Erickson and Masihi's press conference, in simple terms, again, in my estimation, they're trying to walk a fine line coming into this. They said some things that sound kind of controversial, but when you take that in the context of their broader remarks, in the context of the broader press conference, I think that it's more about trying to walk a fine line of not sounding like a kook, and less about being some kind of provocateur, which is again why I prefaced yesterday by saying I did a little bit of homework. I went back and watched, for instance, the interview that Dr. Erickson had back on March 17th. And when you watch that 8 minutes or so, they sound like they're establishment. There's nothing that gives any indication that they are, insurrectionists or anything like that. And, you know, again, seven of these urgent care clinics in the area, they're both tenured professionals. No indication, as far as I can tell. I don't know. You know, all I can do is a little bit of homework and then give my assessment based on that homework. And so that's what I tried to do. I did a little bit of background. I think that, in my estimation, you know, I think, you know, when you look at, you know, Brian Young's coverage, for example, High Impact Flicks, I think that he has a tendency to be, in my opinion, a little overzealous sometimes. I think he's looking for, you know, things under every rock and behind every tree that aren't necessarily there. I think he's on a witch hunt a lot of the time. And I think that has a provocateur aspect to it. And that's why I've spoken to that in the past directly as far as his stuff is concerned. And I think that he took liberties with the interview. There were certain points that he made that were actually countered by some of the things that the doctor said during the interview. And I realized that some of that may sound contradictory, but you have to realize this is a press conference. These are extemporaneous remarks predominantly. And how many of us perform well in those moments? How many people have been on air or whatever, and after the fact, it's amazing. I'll just say, you know, for someone who does hours of radio every day, it's amazing how much you feel like your brain falls out of your head when the on-air sign goes on. You know everything, and then the on-air sign goes on, and suddenly, I don't know, I forgot everything. So when you're making those kinds of extemporaneous remarks, you're trying to walk a fine line, as I would imagine they are, as professionals, you know, sort of pillars of the community, basically, healthcare professionals. That has to be difficult. I mean, think about the subject matter. They're going against the grain of messaging that not just the country, the whole world is getting, and we have to wonder about that. It's this monolithic messaging campaign that will absolutely not tolerate any contradictions, which sounds like the kind of totalitarianism that Hayek wrote about in Chapter 11, The End of Truth. Totalitarian propaganda is different in its scope and nature, and it requires full-spectrum dominance, total information awareness, total compliance, all of that kind of stuff, continuity of message. It will not tolerate any deviation. Homeland Security is publishing this kind of disinfodemic. UNESCO says there's a disinfodemic. The World Health Organization says, who are these organizations? It's a short trip, America, to what Rhonda was talking about, where you create a list and you just walk around and say, look, I'm not trying to cast aspersions here, but it's my understanding, this is America, we talk about things, concepts like government of, by, and for the people. Do you remember voting for the World Health Organization? I mean, setting aside the controversy of figures like Tedros Adhanom, Marxist terrorist, not a medical doctor. Setting that aside, let's just look at who funds these organizations. So whose interests are represented? And this organization is preaching to the American public, dictating indirectly through social media platforms and so forth, what you can say, America, and what you cannot say. The truth is being gaslighted to the point that people are committing suicide right now. You don't exist if you are not on the bandwagon. If you're not towing the party line, you don't exist. You're being gaslighted out of existence. And it's so overwhelming that from what I hear and from what I gather, people are committing suicide as a result of this kind of campaign. That's war. And we need to really get a hold of the fact that we're at war. You know, I was thinking recently about the what was happening in World War II, and yes, it was a propaganda campaign, but there was more of a sobriety of mind in those days because someone went overseas. You know, just because he was overseas and she was still here or whatever did not mean that we lost sight. You know, there were rationing campaigns. We were buying war bonds. Yes, it was propaganda. But it was a more sober-mindedness. So last night I was thinking about Soldiers Fighting Alone. Again, Patrick Porter, The Wars of the Market Security State. And what, you know, hopefully I'll come back to that. But read it. The takeaway there is that we, like he points out, you know, the pithy summarization, widely circulated photograph of a written statement on a whiteboard in a forward operating base in Iraq. America is not at war. The Marines are at war. America is at the mall. That's why people are cruising the gut on Friday night in protest. America, you are at war. You have been, there is a subversive element in your midst, and you're being subsumed right now. You tell people this, oh, he's sensational, conquered, America is conquered. Well, I don't know. I mean, you can't say what you think on Facebook or YouTube if you don't fall in line with what the World Health Organization is saying. Fox News reported that. The Department of Homeland Security is republishing UNESCO and World Health Organization guidelines on what you can say, America. Do you understand what is happening? But I'm sensational for saying that you've been conquered. You can't even say what you can't say what's on your mind. If it isn't in lockstep with what the World Health Organization says, that's coming out of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security? Directives from the World Health Organization? Hello? Conflict of interest, perhaps? The World Health Organization is a special interest group. Go look and see who funds it. Just the pharma corporations, just the Soros Open Society Network, just the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, just those kinds of interests. That's all. You don't. I don't. And we certainly didn't elect anybody from the World Health Organization. Did we, or did I miss that? Did I miss that? You need to get this straightened out, America. Everybody needs to start showing up. You keep hearing this language, all hands on deck. Dr. Erickson said it. This gentleman, Shad Sullivan, said it. I've said it. It's time. It's time for general quarters. We all need to show up and take a head count and get to work on the kinds of things that, you know, Rhonda's talking about, for example. We need to inform people, get people knowledged up. There is definitely a time lag. How do we deal with that? People need to understand. It's simple. It's just this simple. Fox News reported, if you're not in line with the World Health Organization, then you can't speak. Department of Homeland Security issued disinfodemic, sources and targets of COVID, April 24th, updated April 25th. It's just that simple. This is what's coming out. This is what's being reported. This is what's silencing these social media campaigns. The World Health Organization is not an American organization. It is anti-American, but maybe that's the 201 class. In simple terms, just tell somebody to go look. Make people do their own homework, because then, like with NPR and PBS, they own it. Don't do all the work for people. Make people do a little bit of their own heavy lifting. It's for your own good when you do it. We all know it. You know it. I know it. Go look. Who is funding the World Health Organization? Are those interests in keeping with your own? Do they align with yours and mine? Or does it feel heavy-handed? It's simple. Back to the phones. Mike in
is
Kentucky, thanks for calling. Yep, it's you.
Oh,
good morning.
Got a bunch of gals are panicking in it, I know, because they read the mainstream media in Lexington, Kentucky talked about the food supply chain is breaking, Tyson Food Chairman's warning, meat shortage. So Tom in Utah ought to be glad to hear that. People's health might improve and they'll quit eating so much meat, right? But I do think, for myself, I've noticed that a lot of that, I've always had allergies, but, you know, the last gal you were talking to talked about quitting wheat. My joints all quit hurting when I quit wheat. And I went on a low-carb thing for about 6 weeks, and it's all I could stand. Lost about 30 pounds and went to every church dinner and family dinner for Thanksgiving and Christmas and birthdays.
You know, Mike, I hate to interrupt you.
I lost 30 pounds.
I hate to interrupt you, but I'm going to. I don't understand why we're talking about this stuff. I don't understand why nobody seems to get what I just said. The World Health Organization is directing what people can say on social media. How do you feel about that, Mike? Because I'm not okay with it.
I've been dealing with it for 22 years. I've been dealing with what I call
shadow
banning.
Well, what are we
going
to do about it?
What are we going to do about it?
As Americans, what are we going to do about it?
One of the things I wanted to talk about was a solution that I figured out, a couple of low-tech hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Is you go into Facebook Messenger,
mm-hmm.
and you look in your filtered bin, and these spammers are somehow worm crawling for active accounts, and I guess Facebook doesn't immediately delete them. But you go in there and you look, and whatever it is, a spam message that they send out, it gets suspended, and it'll be a yellow box, and it says, this message has been suspended while the account is deleted. So there's anywhere from 100 to 200 of these active accounts that are in that bin. And I have never been able to do this, or at least initially I was able to do, like, Facebook events and things like that, but they started censoring that.
How does that impact what the World Health Organization is dictating we can and cannot say?
You use those threads to get the message, get around the censorship. That's what I'm getting at. I've done it for several days now, and a friend of mine did it with his email. He went in and found an email where they had scammed out something to a bunch of active emails, and I also just now went back and found in mine several years ago where somebody at one of these media outlets sent out a test message, and it has all of the emails for all of the media in the entire state of Kentucky, plus a bunch of other stuff. And I found a marketing thing in my email bin.
That doesn't sound
company,
like a solution
company,
to me. What do you think about this? What do you think about, you know, I'm not a fan of Patreon or any of those kinds of platforms that are some kind of someone centralized thing controlled from on high. The social media accounts are the same kind of thing. You know, the fact that we used to have forums, for example, that were independently maintained. And, you know, you still see some of that. And there's some traffic on those. But obviously, most of that traffic has been siphoned off into the large social media platforms. What about returning to those kinds of efforts? Because you can still set up your own, you know, there's still the open source bulletin board systems and things that someone can get an inexpensive hosting account and turn. You can it's actually plug and play through the Softaculous scripts and things. You can literally press a button and set up your own forum. What about that?
What I started seeing happening, we had one called Rowan Review and Morgan Minute. In this area, what I started seeing happening was they would be bombarded with spammers, and it became impossible for the guys that were managing those. And I'm trying to remember the software like you're talking about that they used. It's probably considered obsolete now for theirs. that they did. I can't remember it right now, but we're going back 11 years. They basically started giving up on their bulletin boards because all of the people got sucked into Facebook. And it's, you know, what is his name? Scott Bennett. One of these whistleblowers came forward and said, maybe it's John Caracco. Anyway, one of these guys came forward and said, there's over 800,000 Americans that are running around with security clearance. And right. So they've got a small army of public-private
and
partnerships
those are,
here.
Those are predominantly outsourced, which I mentioned the other day, or I think yesterday, I mentioned it, you know, Tim Sherrock and R.J. Hillhouse, predominantly outsourced. And so what's her name? Remember the girl who got in trouble? What, I don't remember her name, 20-something-year-old kid is evidence, you know, people say, oh my goodness, look at these security. There is so much, you know, it's speaking of Maginot lines, that's a big one. But the point I'm making is there are still platforms on it. As an example, Drupal is an open source platform, is amazing when it comes to security, always has been. Peter Thiel thinks Drupal is reliable, so that should tell you something. But it has.
So you can set up a web page using Drupal?
Yeah, and it has a native forum baked into it. You know, it's one of the things that people don't usually turn on, and it has its own comment system. I don't think that Discuss or Facebook comments or anything is reliable anymore because it's all a way to, you know, siphon all of that traffic into a centralized platform for control. And so someone can, you know, create a hosting account right now, go into the Softacular scripts, click a button, set up their own thing that has native, or Drupal has some great throttling capabilities for DDoS kind of stuff and, you know, attempts to create user accounts and things like that. It is superior in most ways, if not all. In those terms, security especially. And so the point is you can keep all of those sock puppet accounts out if you have a good you know, team of folks, moderators and so forth, to say, look, we're going to let in these folks who want to comment. Maybe you can comment anonymously or you can comment without an account and we will approve it. You know, upon approval, you have an account and you can comment and whatever. But It has a very robust set of tools for throttling those kinds of efforts.
Well, I'm going to talk with somebody about doing that maybe because, but like I said, how you let people know about it that are sucked into these platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go into these message bins and your spam bins and look for where these mass messages have been sent out and, you know, Yahoo, for instance, won't let me send more than, I don't know, 50 people a message because it declares probable spam. But you get messages that have been sent out to a ridiculous number of people. So
again,
you simply reply all. You
right.
use the reply all feature, and you can reply out to, you know, hundreds of people.
Yeah, but again, and a reason to get away from those kinds of tools. And these other tools that we had, as we know that 10 years ago it was better, or shall we say more useful technology for you and I. It was more useful. Now it's just a honeypot, a control mechanism. So,
well, it's a way for you to, they, you know, a lot of people are being given enough rope to hang themselves or being profiled, X key scored, but that's going on since before the smartphone era, you know. The Snowden
right.
slides show some of that in the, you know, Vance
Network
tenet.
No reason to make bad guys work any lighter for them than absolutely necessary. I don't want to help Bill Gates out any more than it's absolutely necessary.
Well,
I
wasn't even sure if I should mention these techniques on the air, but I've used them a couple of times and sent out messages to probably 300 people that I don't even know that, you know, because of that. And I was about to do a message today out to all of the media outlets in Kentucky that I have emails for, because the media's been totally silent about the entire voicemail system from Comcast being hacked for the National Religious Broadcasters Association for months of content because I tried to join them a month after they threatened to sue Facebook and Google and Twitter for censoring or downranking or whatever, shadow banning conservatives. And I guess they had proof of it, but the news story went away. So I decided I'm going to join the National Religious Broadcasters Association. I left them a voicemail because I couldn't get their web page to work to take my account. I couldn't figure out how much of a fee there was to join. And so I called up and I left their membership department a voicemail.
I hope
message.
That works. I'm going to grab one more call before we go out. Mike, I appreciate
all
your
right.
call. Thanks for the discussion and the info. Let's go to the back to the phones. Julie in Illinois, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris?
Julie.
Hi, Chris. Hi. I want to say, at first, I'm new to all of this, but you know my husband, he's Jim from mm-hmm. Illinois. I just want to say I appreciate what you do. Right now, I am battling cancer for the third time. And I am convinced that it has to do with everything you speak about. I just wanted to say thank you. And I know you are a prayerful man. So please pray for me. And I have a message. And my message is to all Americans. We've got to keep fighting. We cannot give up. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate your call, and I agree. As Americans, we better stand together lest we fall one by one. The Edmund Burke sentiment, an unpitied mass in a contemptible struggle, I think is how he put it. Anyway, I appreciate your call, Julie, and your husband, Jim. It is time for sober-mindedness, America, if I do say so. It's right out in plain sight these days, you know, an effort to silence you that is un-American in nature. I hope that we hold together. I hope that we stand together, arm in arm as Americans, regardless of whatever divisive balkanization efforts seek to divide us. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
What would you say if